Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning, everybody. And good morning. Welcome to Healing School. Healing School is the place where people come to hear and to be healed. Whatever is your condition today, it can turn around right now. They came to hear, the Bible said, and to be healed. To be healed, you can't just sit there and hear. You have to apply it. When you apply it, faith comes. The healing power of God flows, and you are set free. Are you ready to be set free today? Get your Bibles, grab pen and paper. This is Healing School. And get ready to take some real good notes and be blessed today. Good morning, Prophet.
Good morning, Apostle. Good morning, everyone. I'm so glad you're joining us today.
Amen. Amen. Last week, we started talking about a wholesome tongue, and we did part one on last week. And we are going to come back today and do part two.
Amen.
Right? So pay attention to words and follow real close. All right, Prophet?
Amen. Praise the Lord. So I will help with the notes. Amen. And stop me when you want me to stop, Apostle. A wholesome tongue, part two. In this lesson, a wholesome tongue is designed to show the importance of speaking life and truth over particular areas and situations that we face on a daily basis. When we are diligent to speak God's promises and not our problems, the sickness, the disease, we will see the dark places of our lives illuminated.
Yes.
A wholesome tongue highlights the foundational truths found in the Bible and challenges us to decide, decree, and declare that we are healed according to its holy, inspired instructions. Doing so allows us the light of the world to shine upon our ways.
Praise God. Now notice, this is what a wholesome tongue would do for you.
Mm-hmm.
It'll turn the lights on for you. Jesus said, by his stripes, you were healed. Mm. Well, if you were, you are. And you were healed this day. We're not talking about things that yet have to be done. Or yet have to come to pass. No, my friends, this has already come to pass. Jesus, the healing one, has already took our sickness. He bore it in his own body. He carried it. And he announced, by his stripes, we were healed. So we are. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Praise God. Well, let's look at our first scripture this morning, coming from Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 21 in the King James. It says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. This scripture is a powerful attachment to the power of death and spoken words. When we decree and declare according to God's word, we are operating in our dominion authority and activating our power.
Notice that word. We are activated in our what?
In our power, in our dominion authority.
In our dominion power. Authority in power.
And activating our power, yes.
In our dominion authority
And activating our power.
Activating our power. I want to ask you a question this morning. Is your power activated? Because until it's activated, you won't see any results. It must be activated. You say, well, Brother Elder, what is that? How do I do that? You speak the word. See, again, death and life are in the power of your tongue.
Praise God.
In other words, watch what you say. Let's get real serious about this. Watch what you say. Because it's going to show up. And it's going to show out in your life. See, people normally look on the outside to find a problem. He did me this. She did me that. He said this about me. She shouldn't have never said that about me. You know how it go? Let me tell you something. But that's not the way the spirit world works. That's not the way spiritual things work. God does not go by who started it, who said this first. That's not how God operates. Pay attention to words now. He told me and you, death and life are where? In the power of the what? Of the tongue. They're there. Somebody say, well, you know, the Lord is out to get me. No. The Lord is not out to get you. He have blessed you already. But the curse is out to get you. It's been out there. Stay with me. It's been out there. Now, when I refer to the curse this morning, I'm talking about that sickness and that disease. See, God does not put sickness on you, my friend. No, he does not. That curse been out there since Adam did what he did. And it's been there ever since.
Yes.
But the blessing, the scripture says, the blessing of the Lord maketh you rich. Yes, yeah, talking about money too, but that's not all. The blessing of the Lord bring health and healing and deliverance to your body. But how does he do it? Through your tongue. See? One scripture says, how forceful are right words. God brought right words to me and you. He said death and life are in the power of your tongue. I'm giving you this responsibility now. You are the keeper of your own words. My.
Yes.
Come on in, prophet.
Praise God. Proverbs 18 and 21 in the CEV says, words can bring death or life. We talk too much, you will eat everything you say. So what is the, when you talk too much, you will eat everything you say.
Everything.
That's Proverbs 21 in the, Proverbs 18 and 21 in the CEV. Words bring death or life. When we talk too much, we eat everything we say. That's interesting. Very interesting.
Yes. Yes.
So what is the power of decree? The power of decree refers to an executive's ability to issue orders or directives that have forces like laws without going through legislative approval. I'll say it again. The power of decree refers to an executive's ability to issue orders or directives that have forces like laws, but without going through legislative approval.
That's powerful.
Mm.
You are the executive here.
Yes. This goes on to say, when we decree and declare according to God's word, we are operating in our dominion authority and activating our powers to establish God's will in the earth.
It's me and you.
Amen. When we decree and declare according to God's word, that's very straightforward right there. But so oftentimes we declare and decree according to our own feelings.
Yep.
Or what others have said. And that's where we have to really be careful, guys. Because sometimes, that's Satan's ultimate goal, to trick us up and make us say what he wants us to say.
That's right.
But we have to program ourselves. And you say, program myself? Yes. We have to retrain ourselves, the way we speak and the way we think, because we've been programmed the wrong way, wouldn't you say, Apostle?
Yes, we have.
We've been programmed to say what we feel and what we see and what we hear others say. And it's not always the right thing to do.
No.
So we need to reprogram our thinking, because our thinking will ultimately lead to what we say.
That's right.
So we need to make sure that we are making the decrees and declarations according to God's word. For example, attacks come on our bodies all the time. We're talking about healing school this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And we oftentimes share that thank God for doctors, because doctors know about the medical components inside of our healing. But there's a great physician in the sky who knows about the spiritual side of healing, which is far more greater than the medical side. And so we've been trained we've been programmed to only look at the medical components as it relates to healing. You know, we take medication all the time, and we've already declared that it's fine. It's great to take it, but take it in the name of Jesus.
That's right.
Take it along with the word of God in the name of Jesus. When you swallow that medication, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the doctors that prescribe this. This is helping the pain, but your word roots out the very source of this problem.
That's right.
And so I thank you. Jesus was wounded for my transgressions. Jesus was bruised for my iniquities. And the chastisement of my peace was on Jesus. And with his stripes, by his stripes, I am healed. See, what did I just do? I took the word of God. How do we take the word of God? By declaring. You see, that's what
right.
we're talking about.
That's
when
right.
we decree and we declare according to the word. So I declare just now the word of God. And then now I'm putting the pill in my mouth and I'm swallowing it with the water. So yeah. I'm declaring and I'm decreeing according to the words of God, but I'm taking the medication too. So they both have a purpose. The pills, the medication is going to soften the blow of the pain. We might start feeling better after we've taken it. The doctor's hoping that it will, you know, cause us to be better in the long run, but not always, because, you know, two big pharma is out there and their job is to make money.
That's right.
Then their goal, ultimate goal, is not to just see you healed, because if that was the case, they would make no money. So they want you to have this temporary, you know, relief for a moment, and then you have to come back and get a what? Refill.
Mm-hmm.
You got to refill that prescription. So I don't want to get off into that, but I want to show you exactly what it means to declare and decree. Make the declarations according to God's word will ultimately cause that situation that we're dealing with in our bodies to what? Not just be covered up and atoned for, but to be done away with.
That's
Jesus
right.
didn't cover up our sins. He didn't cover your sins.
No, he didn't.
He took them away. He annihilated them. You see it? He did away with them. And that's what we're doing here in Healing School. We're making sure that we're not only just going through the process, that we're not just talking about what Jesus did, but we want to make sure we get a good understanding of what he did and how to what apply it to our lives, how to reprogram ourselves along those lines so we can begin to see not just, you know, for a moment, but we want to see it totally annihilated, done away with. We want this sickness and disease to go away.
Yes.
And so in doing so, reaching and doing everything we can to reach that goal, we have to make sure we walk through the process and get a good understanding of it. So when we, I'll say it again, when we decree and declare according to God's word, then we are operating in our dominion authority, and then we're activating our powers to establish, watch this, God's will. What is his will? Not to cover it up.
Mm-hmm.
Not to just give us temporary relief. His will is to make sure that we know how to walk in total health and divine healing. Where? In the earth.
That's right. That's right.
That's God's ultimate goal, because yes. He needs you. Are you listening, child of God? He needs us. You say, God needs me? Come on. Yes, he does.
That's right.
He does. Because if you're ill and sickly, how can you help anyone else?
Hmm.
You see it?
That's
why Satan's always trying to attack us. See, one of the things he will do is he will make sure we are walking according to his program. But then when we are released from that and we get an understanding of God's program and we begin to walk in God's program, then the next thing he will do is, oh, well, they've gotten loose. They've gotten free from my program. Now they're walking in his. Well, guess what? Now he's going to come and try to hit you with sickness and disease and all kind of other things, other problems to keep you from what? Doing the will of God. That's God's ultimate goal. He wants you free. He wants you healed. He wants you informed. Why? Child of God, we are the only help this world will ever see, right, Apostle?
That's right.
We are the ones called to help.
That's good.
People are looking to us. The Bible says the sons of God, looking, the whole earth is waiting for the manifestation of who? The sons of God. Did you know you are a son of God? Whether you're male or female, you are a son of God.
Yes.
And God needs you. That's why he needs you. He needs you to go forth and be a helper.
Right. That's right. It is important to understand and see these things. Very important.
Amen.
Listen, did you know? We hear a lot in this day and time about apps and softwares, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, did you know you are a software?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Did you know your tongue is a software? Pay attention to words now. Death and life. Aware. In the power. Of your tongue, the ability to bring death or life. It's in the power of that software. Your spirit in your tongue when Adam sinned, when they sinned, your tongue got disconnected from your heart. God sent Jesus in here to put it back, to connect what you say back to your heart. Death and life. See, you will eat up everything. Keep saying it. See, listen, here's what I don't want you to think. I don't want you to think because you said it one time, it's going to just take you over. No, but eventually it will if you don't shut that down. By the same token, if you keep saying what the word said, which is what Jesus said, that'll happen too. Didn't he said by his stripes we were healed? Well, that's exactly what we are. But listen to me. You got to put it back in your software. Is that ability in your software to be healed? Is it look, is that ability built into you? How do you build it into you? By saying. The Bible says, prophet, take no thought by saying.
Amen.
How do you take a thought? By saying. The enemy all day long is trying to offer you thoughts. Why? He wants you to speak them. Why? Because you have creative power on your tongue. That's why death and life is in the power of your tongue. Satan got it from Adam. So Satan had it, but not no more. The scripture says, God destroyed. And when it say destroy, don't think of annihilate. He paralyzed him. Who had the power of death and life? Watch this word. Who had? In other words, he don't have it no more. No, he doesn't. And that's why the scripture says, Proverbs 18 and 21, death and life are in the power of whose tongue? Yours.
Mm-hmm.
See, God gave it to you. In other words, let's put it this way. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Satan's ability to take you out prematurely is over. It's what? It's over. Death and life are in the power of your tongue, not Satan's.
Mm-hmm.
You see it?
Yes.
It's in the power of your tongue. That's why the scripture says you can have whatsoever you say if you don't doubt in your heart. You will have whatsoever you say.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Oh, I'm just so sick. Y'all just bear with me. I'm so sick. Listen to me. Listen. Change your confession. See, what you are saying is your confession. Jesus said, by his stripes that he took, you and I were healed. When I said change your confession, start saying what Jesus said. And don't change. Don't change it again. Let me use it this way. Stay set on the dial where Jesus have you. John, what is it, 663? It's the spirit that quickened it. The flesh profited what? Nothing. The words that I speak to you, the words that I speak to you, they are not going to be one of these old days in a sweet by and by. No. The words that I speak to you, they are not going to be, they are what? Spirit, and they are life.
Amen.
And you could come in, prophet, but in Romans chapter 8 in verse 2, I believe it says the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law. See, two laws here. From the law of what?
Sin and death.
Sin and death. So the law of the spirit of life, the law of the spirit of life makes you free from the law of sin and death. Because of what Adam did, it brought sin and death. It wasn't here before. But after they did what they did, it brought in sin and death. It brought in all the sickness and disease. Are you hearing me? And that's why Jesus is called the second and the last Adam. No more is coming. Jesus is it. I said Jesus is it.
Amen.
Because of what Adam did, Jesus was sent here to undo what Mr. and Mrs. Adam done. Come on, prophet.
Praise God. I love that, Apostle. You were talking about the ability of the tongue. And that is exactly how we have been programmed. And that is through the words of our tongue, our own tongue, has brought those words. So the ability of the tongue, the tongue has the ability to destroy us or put us over in life. Out of the same mouth comes blessings and cursings. Out of the same mouth can come blessings or curses. That's and right. These things, according to Jesus, over when Jesus spoke, clearly he said, these things ought not to be. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak it. He said, these words of Jesus rang out clear. These things shouldn't be. Out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth speak it. Your heart is programmed by your words.
Yes.
By the words of your tongue.
That's that software again, isn't it?
Are you listening? Your heart, which is your spirit, it's programmed. See, we've been talking about that program. Apostle said, don't you know you are a computer? You are. But your spirit man, which is your heart, it has been programmed by the words of your own tongue.
That's right.
Now, we got to get that clear, guys. We must get a good working knowledge of that. If we're going to move forward in reprogramming ourselves, we have to know how we've been programmed in the past. And it is through our tongue, speaking the words, what we hear and what we see and what we've been trained to pay attention to. But faith coming by hearing the word of God.
Yes.
See? So we have to, the first thing we need to do and look at as we set out to reprogram ourselves is understand this. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. You say faith. Yeah, faith. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. Faith comes by hearing anything. Let me put it this way. If you're going to listen to the devil, you're going to have faith in his words.
That's right.
But if you're going to listen and you want to reprogram yourself from the devil's programs, you want to reprogram yourself, stop listening to him and start listening to the word of God. That's step number one. Fear also comes by hearing the words of the enemy. Fear comes by hearing what the enemy has said. For example, I keep referring using the examples with our has anything to do with our health and our healing. Let's do another one right here. Talking about fear comes by hearing what the enemy says. And we all know the first thing that comes to our spirit and our minds when we get that you know, diagnosis from the doctor, it looks like cancer or diabetes or something is, you know, we hear these words that we don't want to hear. And the first emotion that pops up is fear.
That's right.
Fear. How did it come? Because we heard what the doctor said.
Yes.
We heard, what? Are you serious? You know, and we can control that though. We really can. Many Christians have continually confessed the words of their enemies. Now, it's okay. You have to go to the doctor to find out what's going on with our bodies, right? Because as we say all the time, they're the ones that study medicine. We do not study medicine. We don't know. We have these bodies. We live in them, but we don't always know the mechanical operation of our bodies. We know how this moves and that moves, our arms, legs, but we don't know the inside working of everything, the heart, muscles, and all those different medical components inside of our bodies. We don't know it like doctors do. So we go to them and find out, hey, doc, what's going on? But many Christians continually confess it after the doctors say what's going on. We continually confess those words over and over and over and over. We run and tell this one, we run and tell that one, we run. Yeah. It's okay to tell your spouse. Why? Because your spouse, believe it or not, is the perfect candidate to get an agreement with you to get that thing gone. The Bible says two of us in the earth will touch and agree on anything that we shall ask, it shall be done for us by the Father, which is in heaven. Jesus said that over in Matthew chapter 18. And yeah. Jesus did not lie. He said, any two of you in the earth. Well, this prayer of agreement works better with your spouse, especially, let me stress this now, if you and your spouse are walking as one in the earth. Now, it's sad to say that, but we do have that scenario sometimes going on, you know, because Satan has been very active there too, trying to make us, even though as we stood before God and everyone else, family, friends, and loved ones on the day of our ceremony, our wedding, and said, I do, till death do us part. Some of us didn't stick with that. But anyway, if we did, you know, because he says it's a mystery, our two can become what? One. And you are supposed to be one with your spouse, not just in appearances, but in your heart. Child of God. And why does God want that? For this purpose right here, what I'm about to share with you. When you and your spouse are one, you can touch and agree on anything and God will do that thing for you. You say, well, people all over the world are saying they agree with us. Well, that might be so, but with the kind of agreement Matthew 18 is talking about, it's a heart agreement, not just mental assent. You see it? Not just someone saying, I agree. Because a stranger, you can walk up to a stranger and they say, oh, sure, out of the kindness of their, oh, yeah, I agree with you. But they don't understand what agreement means.
That's right.
Agreement means once you step into that, you've made a vow to God. That's a vow. That's a commitment. That's a lifetime thing. You're not coming out of that. You're not going to say anything different no matter what you see or hear. But so oftentimes we have someone saying, I'll agree with you in the morning. And by noon, they're saying, poor thing. Mm-hmm. They're really believing for their healing, but I don't think they're going to get it. Hello, somebody.
That's right.
Haven't you seen that happen before? People will say nice things in front of your face, but they don't really mean it because they don't understand the power of agreement. I'd rather not say anything. I'd rather be quiet than tell a person I agree with them only for, you know, sympathy. I don't need your sympathy. You don't need people's sympathy. You don't need apostle sympathy. You don't need my sympathy. You need my word that I'm going to stick with you no matter what I see, no matter what I hear. Whether the doctor we go back and the doctor says it's gotten worse, I'm still going to say you are healed. I'm still going to stick to that confession. Why? Because Jesus gave us a promise over in Matthew 18. He said, whatever you touch and agree on, what does that mean? And then he goes on to say, and don't you doubt in your heart, man. Jesus said, my Father will do that. Are you listening?
Yeah.
So we might go through some rough times after we've made that agreement, after we've confessed that, after we've declared that. The pains might start getting worse in your body. You might start seeing some symptoms you didn't have before. You know, Satan will do that. You know why he's got you going through the topsies and turvies and over the hills and under the, you know, the rafters of the rain and going through a rough time after you've made that confession? Because he wants you to change your confession.
That's right. That's right.
He knows that if he can get you to stick to, if God can get you to stick to that confession and doubt not, and just say the same thing, no matter what you see, no matter what you feel, no matter what you hear, no matter what you taste, if you will stand right there with that confession, that declaration, that promise you've made to that person, you know God is obligated to bring it to pass for you.
Yes.
You see it?
That's right.
So the average person who, you know, sympathizes and say, yeah, I agree with you, and then they get past you and say, poor thing. I feel sorry for them. You know, guys, you don't need that. So when you get someone, see your spouse, that's why God wants that spouse to really be one with you. Because if you have a spouse, you and that spouse are one in your heart, not just in your head, you don't know what an asset you have in that marriage. Because you can go to that person, I don't care what it is, and say, honey, would you get an agreement with me about that? And God will honor that. I know I may have taken a detour, but I want you to understand what agreement is.
That's right.
God will honor a heartfelt agreement. He will honor that. I don't care what that sickness is. I don't care what it is. And so Christians have continually confessed the word of the enemy. So that was an example of that. You know, what we talked about just a few minutes ago, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. How can curses, he said, but out of the same mouth come blessing and cursing. That was an example. Oh, well, that person said in the morning, I agree with you, honey. Come on, I touch and agree. And then get to work and say, my poor wife, my poor husband, they're believing for healing, but they're not going to get it. You know, the cursing and the blessings just came out of that same mouth. Did you hear me?
Right. That's right. That's exactly right.
And we do that unaware, sometimes unaware that we're doing this to that person, but we do it all the time. Child of God, we have to stop doing that. See, we're reprogramming ourselves. Are you catching it?
That's right.
We have to reprogram ourselves. We've been talking and speaking the wrong out of your mouth, out of your heart, your tongue, your words. Your tongue is used to produce the wrong words.
That's right.
So we have to stop that. Let's change that. Amen.
That's right.
Many Christians have continually confessed the words of the enemy, the devil, and they establish his words on earth. And they're held in bondage to those words.
That's right.
Don't let him use you like that anymore. Are you listening? You can stop it. It is never too late. You say, well, you know how old I am. It doesn't matter. You're still on this side of life. You're listening. You're here in healing school this morning. It is never too late. Ever. God hears us. If he can hear you, you can still lift your hands to God and say, Father, and use 1 John 1:9. What does 1 John 1:9 say? He said, if you confess your sins, he said, I'm faithful and just to forgive you. He said, I'll cleanse you of all unrighteousness. I will create in you a clean heart. I will renew a right spirit within you. I'll toss that thing into the sea of forgetfulness. So whatever it is, you've been doing that, go ahead and confess it right now. Take a moment.
That's good.
And lift your hands to God and say, Father, I've been doing that. And I repent of that right now in the name of Jesus. And I declare and decree, I'm going to reprogram myself. I'm going to start listening to your words. Now, please help me to make the right confessions. Do you know God will do that for you?
That's right.
Right here and right now. Why? Because he said so. In 1 John 1:9, but we've got to do our part. What is our part? Confess it. Are you confessing it right now? I don't know who you are. We made a mistake. We've been saying things we shouldn't have been saying. Oh my God, if I had a nickel or a dime for every word that I've spoken, I shouldn't have been saying, I would be filthy rich right now. But I came to the point and the place and the time when I ran into 1 John 1:9.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget the day when my father in the gospel shared that message, that word with us. That it doesn't matter what it is, God will, he will forgive you if you confess it. And he'll start you all over again as if it never happened. So take a moment right now and just lift your hands to God right where you are in your living room, kitchen, your bathroom, driving down the highways. I don't know. You may be on your job. I don't know where you are, but you're listening to us, and God has brought you here for this moment, this time.
That's right.
Right now. And go ahead and get rid of that. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, now I confess, you said in your word, if I confess my sins, you are faithful and just to forgive me. You'll cleanse me of all unrighteousness. You're creating me a clean heart. You renew a right spirit within me. Well, here I am. Now, this is your part. You say, here I am. As my hands are lifted, I'm confessing right now that I have been saying words that I should not have said. I was unaware. I didn't know, Father. But I'm confessing that right now.
That's right.
And I'm asking you to forgive me. I'm asking you to cleanse me. I'm asking you to create in me a clean heart.
That's
help
right.
me to get my tongue under control. Please help me, Father. I want to do it. And I thank you for it now.
Thank
and from
you.
This day forward,
uh-huh.
I go forth listening to your word.
Yes.
I'll listen to your word day by day. And I will reprogram myself to speak your words, not Satan's words. In Jesus' name. And then you say amen if you believe that prayer. Go ahead. Just say amen.
Amen.
And not trust
amen.
Him. Not trust him.
That's good.
He's got it. He's amen. Got you. Amen.
That's right.
He's got you. It's done.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
now
the
do
Lord.
Something you couldn't do before. In the name
amen.
Of Jesus. By the authority in the name of Jesus, do something, anything that you could not do before. Do it right now. Praise God. Praise God. In the name of Jesus, praise him as you do it. Thank him right now as you do it. I'm telling you, you will find out for yourself. This really do work. Because it does. Folks, God wouldn't give you something that don't work. Amen.
Amen.
It works. That's good, prophet. Very good. Praise God. I like that.